Good evening, I'm John Yang. Russia continues its deadly assaults on Ukraine, overnight launching a sweeping drone attack that killed at least four people. It comes a day after President Trump met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Vatican before Pope Francis's funeral. Both described the discussion in positive terms. After that meeting, Mr. Trump took to social media to criticize Russian leader Vladimir Putin. There was no reason for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas, cities, and towns. It makes me think that maybe he doesn't want to stop the war. He's just tapping me along. William Taylor is a distinguished fellow at the Atlantic Council's Eurasia Center. He was U.S. ambassador to Ukraine under George W. Bush and the temporary head of mission there in the first Trump administration, later testifying in Mr. Trump's impeachment. Mr. Taylor, what do you make of that social media post saying that maybe Putin is just tapping him along?
So, John, I think the president is realizing, after that evidence of these attacks and other attacks on religious holidays that we know 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, and we know actually the discussion that President Trump had with President Zelensky, for the first time, a direct, unfiltered conversation between the two presidents, that President Trump is realizing that President Putin may not be serious about this negotiation, about stopping this war. I believe that Putin is not serious about stopping this war, but I think the president may be coming to that same conclusion.
Do you think it was significant that yesterday at the Vatican, there was also French President Macron, British Prime Minister Starmer, who they huddled briefly together, but they were also there?
I do. I think all three of those leaders, British, French, and Ukrainian, having a direct conversation with President Trump, has been able to impress on President Trump the importance of a fair and just and durable peace. And that President Putin, I'm sure President Trump heard, President Putin is not a part of that solution. President Putin started this war and he can end it, but only if he's pressured to do so. And I imagine that's what the French and British told him, and I'm sure that's what President Zelensky told him.
On that pressure, the president also wondered in his post if Putin has to be handled differently through banking or secondary sanctions. What could the administration do in those areas that it's not already doing?
The administration can certainly put secondary sanctions on those nations that buy oil from Russia. Russia is heavily dependent on oil exports. And Russia sells a lot of oil to the Chinese and to the Indians. And so putting sanctions on the Chinese and the Indians, if they continue to buy the oil from Russia that funds the war effort, that could happen. That's number one. Number two, there are sanctions. There are banks that have not been sanctioned yet under the existing regime. So there are more sanctions that could be put on. There are ways to make the existing sanctions more effective. There's a shadow fleet that the Russians use to export their oil, and there are ways to crack down on that shadow fleet to be sure that that goes away. That is, that revenue stops flowing into the Russian treasury, and that will stop the Russian war machine. Now, that's also a part of the vulnerability that President Putin understands he has. So this is a real vulnerability that could make President Putin come to the table.
What's your sense of where this goes from here?
I think that the administration, after these conversations of yesterday, understands that this is hard. This is difficult. And I believe we're getting indications that they recognize it's not going to be done in days. And they ought to take some extra time to listen to the Ukrainian point of view, listen to the European point of view, and adjust their proposal. Many observers recognize that the proposal that the Americans have presented to the Europeans, but also to the Ukrainians and to the Russians, is very favorable to the Russians. President Trump, having heard yesterday from the leaders of Britain and France and Ukraine, can adjust that proposal with some time and then take it back to the Russians. So I think that is those are the next steps.
Former Ambassador Mr. William Taylor, thank you very much.
John, thank you for having me.